Harbor Beach was able to turn around their season as soon as the 2019 calendars made their debut. Since the new year, the Pirates have lost just 3 times in 51 days while scraping together 8 wins.
You know, back in December, I think if someone told Coach Rubel that he'd be in the championship game kind of like tonight, you know, he would be just absolutely thrilled because things were not going the way of the Pirates. And we did see one blip on the Pirate campaign. That was last Friday with that 2-point loss to Cass City. But, you know, the Pirates stormed back on Monday with a 37-point victory over Memphis, 64-27. I think they're ready for tonight.
With a win tonight, Harbor Beach would secure at least a share of the Greater Thumb East title, and then a win on Friday at Memphis would clinch the division outright. That would mark the first time since 2016 for any divisional hardware for the Pirates. Now, John Moon, let's take a look at the roster of the 10-7 Harbor Beach Pirates.
Now, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they are led by the sharp-shooting duo of the Yon brothers. You have senior Mason and junior Parker. They are both capable of taking over a game. It doesn't matter if it's inside or outside. They are just good everywhere they play. Junior Evan Smoglinski is a strong inside presence, and he's complemented by outside threats like senior Devin Finkel, junior Michael Anderson, sophomore Dylan Kadar. Ball control, no fouls, shot selection, hitting their free throws, and also if they can get out on the fast break and run, they can go ahead and run away with this game. If they don't do those things, then it's going to be a very, very close game.
When we return, we'll have a look at the tail of the tape between the KPAC Chiefs and Harbor Beach Pirates right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. KPAC at Harbor Beach tonight.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
It may be freezing rain outside, but it's heating up inside of Harbor Beach's gym as the KPAC Chiefs and the Harbor Beach Pirates go head-to-head in the Greater Thumb East Divisional Championship. Harbor Beach's season has seen their defensive effort improve with each week since January, a month and a half ago. At the start of 2019, Harbor Beach was giving up an average of 59 points per game on defense. Now that average is all the way down to 49. Their offense has gone up by a fraction, but nothing to write home about.
You know what they say, defense is usually a constant. And it will win you a game when an unpredictable offense output goes kaput. But, you know, defense always wins you championships, and that's what's on the minds of the Pirates tonight.
Currently, they're on a one-game win streak. They clobbered Memphis on Monday at home, 64-27. Harbor Beach has won 4 of their last 5 games, their only loss being a 2-point trip-up in Cass City on Friday. After tonight, the Pirates have 1 game remaining in the regular season at Memphis on Friday.
You know, everything that has happened up until this point is now all ancient history as far as Coach Rubel is concerned. Tonight, Pirates are going to need to score in double figures to be successful. Mason Yon, for example. The last time they met the KPAC Chiefs, he had 23. Parker Yon had 14. Evan Smoglinski had 11. And there's your 3 right there. Now, duplication is going to be a key for the Pirates tonight.
The KPAC season, they start out great, going 3-0 in the first week of the season. But then the Chiefs ran into a five-game skid that put them below 500 and scratching their heads for answers. But since January 4th, KPAC has lost just twice, one being to Harbor Beach in overtime, the other to Sandusky just 2 days ago at home by 4 points, a total of 9 points in those two losses.
Did we say that the Greater Thumb Conference East is the Jekyll Hyde division? I mean, after all, we already talked about parity, but let's face it, great competition has occurred this season.
They're currently on a one-game losing streak. KPAC is one game behind Harbor Beach in the Greater Thumb East standings. That puts them in second place, tied with Brown City. In order for KPAC to claim a portion of the division title, they would need to defeat Harbor Beach tonight and or the Pirates lose to Memphis on Friday.
Everything's going to be pretty much going to fall on the shoulders of, let's face it, Hank Barker. He scored 12 last time against the Pirates. Jordan Helmuth only scored 7. That's a key right there. And Trevor Boers had 20 against the Pirates last time. The prize is within their grasp. Let's see if they can take it.
It's time for the national anthem. Looks like that's going to be in the books, and then we're going to have our senior festivities. So let's listen into the festivities here on Senior Night from Harbor Beach, Michigan. This, John, or not, but that song's in cut time tonight.
That is probably the best rendition of the national anthem that any high school band I've heard.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John, Las Vegas won the last one, which puts Las Vegas with 3 victories on the season. John Mooney, you have 1, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, has 4.
Wow, do you think I can get it all back tonight?
Well, if you recall last year, you were leading by five wins entering the postseason, and I won this season.
And that's why they call it March Madness.
That's why, yes. Las Vegas is Harbor Beach favored by 3.5 points tonight, and I'm taking Harbor Beach by 5.
Harbor Beach by 5,
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of ifs, as far as I'm concerned, that I've been mulling over my head. But for the fun, okay, let's have a true daily double. You give me a bunch, like 4 wins if I get this one right, okay? And we'll all be even? Right?
No.
Well,
no,
anyways,
that's not how it works.
It was worth a try anyways, but I'm going to go ahead. I've got a sneaking suspicion that if it goes to overtime, Harbor Beach will win. I'm qualifying it, I know.
Okay.
But if it stays in regulation, I'm going to go KPAC by 1.
Oh, all right. All right, so we will have a winner tonight. John Mooney taking KPAC by 1, and we'd of course like to welcome all of our listeners from south of 69 there in KPAC country. Thank you to Brent Boers for tweeting and texting out the link to WLWSports.com for all of our listeners down there. All right, it's, we'll take a short break, and we'll have your starting lineups right here on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their 3 cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
It's now time for our starting lineups here on the WNLW Sports Network. We'll start out with the KP